Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And now it's time for our daily chat with KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. San Francisco has lost an icon, a rock of compassion and acceptance. Reverend Cecil Williams has passed away at the age of 94. Williams co-founded Glide Memorial Church in San Francisco's Tenderloin back in 1963. And Phil, we are really looking forward to your thoughts, because I know, especially being in the press, a lot of us have dealt with him. He one time was kind enough to record a prayer for my family Thanksgiving meal, and it was so nice about it. So how do you remember him?
Well, it's an interesting evolution. Okay, I covered him for decades, and Glide Memorial, and you know, Cecil Williams arrived in San Francisco, as you said, in the early '60s, and by 1965 he was already changing the scene here. He was one of the first to openly welcome gays into his congregation. So what we had in the Tenderloin, of all places, we had a church that was attracting gays, it was attracting blacks, it was attracting women, it was attracting a whole rainbow of people before the rainbow became fashionable. And over the years, he was a very much sort of on the liberal side, very much on sort of the progressive side, he, you know, dealing with the Black Panthers, and also on the controversial side. When Patty Hearst was kidnapped by the Symbionese National Army radicals, he tried to negotiate a deal for her release that included a food giveaway in the Tenderloin, and that earned him the wrath of Ronald Reagan and others. Now, but he continued on with his principles, and he became bigger and bigger. And he went from being, like I said, sort of on that new fringe that we saw coming out of the 60s to front and center, to where he was hosting just about and officiating at just about every inauguration, every ceremony. He was very close to former mayor and Senator Dianne Feinstein. And in that process, he went from the fringe to front and center of what we now call San Francisco values.
How would you describe him to someone who had never met him? What was he like in person?
He was funny. He was self-effacing. And he was also very optimistic. He was a very optimistic person. He was always looking for the bright side. As a matter of fact, it could drive you crazy. You would go to him for some kind of quote on some momentous, you know, downside thing, and he would say, well, you know, there's hope out there. Let's look at the positive. Let's look at how we can turn this riot or whatever into something that's going to work for everyone. So he was a very upbeat and positive person. His message was upbeat and positive, and it reached far outside of San Francisco. One of the things that he, in the later years, Warren Buffett, the financier of international fame, would annually offer a lunch with Warren Buffett to donors of Glide Memorial. And the one in 2022 netted $19 million. So this was a person that reached out, and he was able to combine Pacific Heights and Presidio Heights money with the needs of the Tenderloin in the cultural wars that encompassed everybody. And then after all that, he would still have time to give you a personalized prayer.
Yeah, so true. KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.